Hey, Nora.
Hi, Dad.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about pets. It smells like dog vomit in my room. That was a great opener.
So why does it smell like dog vomit? I mean, let me rephrase that. I can guess why it smells like dog vomit in your room, but why don't you let the listeners know why it is that your room might smell like dog vomit?
So we have a dog. His name's Dante. We have two dogs.
Excuse me. We have two dogs. You have a dog whose feelings, when she listens to this, when she puts those little Apple earbuds in her little doggy ears, she's going to be very upset when she finds out that one, you said we have one dog.
But the one, there is one who is responsible for the smell of the dog vomit. That's Dante. And he sleeps in my room. And
what kind of dog is Dante?
They're both Vizslas. I'm not going to forget Lula this time. And
the other one is Lula, yeah, right? Dante is how old?
He's two and Lula's nine. Back to the vomit.
Why does Dante sleep in your room?
Because I begged for a dog.
Yes, you begged. You didn't just beg for a dog. You
pleaded.
Like, next to the dinner table, like, paws off the floor, panting like crazy. Please, 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 can I have a dog? And who was the holdout?
You.
Yeah, I was the holdout, and I finally gave in.
And he's a beautiful dog, isn't he?
He's a beautiful animal, and he has a lovely heart, and he's just 55 pounds of just Hungarian pointer love. He's a great dog, but you think he vomited in your room last night.
Yeah, I'm scared to check. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I hear like... and
oh, well, that may be clue one that the dog yacked in your room. Jesus, Nora. You're just getting to this now? It was like, it's 8 o'clock at night the next night. And you're just getting to maybe when I woke up in the middle of the night and Dante was like hacking up. Maybe he yacked in his crate. And oh, by the way, it stinks in my room like dog vomit.
And then I was like, shut up. And then I went back to sleep. So maybe he threw up.
Maybe. Do you want to go check and I can entertain the audience while
sure,
you check?
Sure, I'll go check.
And then, because this is really exciting now, because now everybody's going to find out, like, hey, did Dante really
throw up? I know, put your guesses in.
Nora is walking over to the dog crate. Oh, and that's a big ol' yes.
There's a lot of vomit.
Oh,
did it get on the carpet? Yeah. Wait, let me go check if it got on the carpet. It's a lot. It's not on the carpet.
Just in his crate.
So we'll just have to put it in the wash.
Yeah, we'll have to do that when we get off the pod here. Yeah, I told your mom that maybe a Chewy at 10 o'clock last night wasn't the best idea.
He already had one. I gave him one when I got home.
I know. But then they beg, and then it's like, oh, we'll give him one more. But then usually...
And then I get woken up in the middle of the night with...
Yeah, because you are the one who wanted the dog. So that's why you deal with the dog vomit. And it's good. It's good practice for parenting. Pets are wonderful, like practice children. I had a practice child before. Well, I had two practice children before you.
Well,
I had Flyer.
And then you had Zoe.
Flyer, my beagle who I had when I graduated law school and then died right before your mom and I got married. And then Zoe, who we had to put down right – you were like four.
I was not at Lakeridge yet.
You were you were four. Because it was right before Donovan's surgery. So you were four. But my point is that pets are wonderful practice animals or practice children. And at some point, you will have children of your own.
How do you know that?
And do you know what children do?
They vomit.
Do you know where they vomit?
Everywhere.
On moms and dads. That's where they vomit.
Okay. I'd rather Dante vomit on me than vomit in his crate.
Yeah.
Because that's easier to clean up.
Other pro tip for when you're a parent, they don't like it when you put your children in crates.
Well, that's what cribs are for.
They frown upon putting children in crates. And so you won't ever have to worry about your child throwing up in a crate because your child won't be in a crate.
I also won't give my children rawhides at 10 o'clock, though.
Yeah, hopefully you're not giving them rawhides at all.
No. I give them that every time that, except for 10 o'clock.
That would be very, very, very bad. So,
according to who?
Anyway, so Dante sleeps in your room. Dante throws up in your room. What is it that you like about having pets?
They're pretty cool.
That's it. They're pretty cool.
They're fun. When I'm very stressed, I let Dante out. Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this. If I'm having a bad night, sometimes I let him sleep in my bed. So that's nice because he's like a pillow. He just like lays on the pillows and like nuzzles his head on my shoulder. They're pretty cute. They're lovable. I don't know. They're dogs.
Yay, dogs.
Yeah. I don't know. They're fun.
They can do tricks and they can. You taught Dante some good tricks.
Yeah, he doesn't remember some of them. Lula doesn't know anything. She knows sit, and that's about it. And she knows dance, and she knows paw.
Yeah, Dante can do what he does, bang, bang.
He can do, right, I can name all the things he does. Go ahead. Sit. He's really good at sit. He's really good at stay. He's very good at down. He knows search when you play hide and go seek. He knows okay, which is like if he's like sitting, that means he doesn't have to sit anymore. He knows come. He knows bang, bang. And he knows sit pretty, and he knows roll over. And sometimes he knows wait, occasionally.
And he knows hug.
He does know hug.
Because if you ask for a hug, he'll jump up with those giant meaty paws of his and throw them around your neck and give you a huge hug.
And what else does he know? He knows – we didn't teach him that. He kind of just learned it. He knows gentle, which like if – when I'm giving him like treats, I'll tell him to be gentle so he doesn't like bite my fingers off. He knows heel occasionally when he wants to.
Oh, no, he does that well in his walks.
When you have the collar on him.
No.
Oh, not
no,
for
no,
me.
No. No. You just say Dante heel and he just snaps right too. He might lose it like 3 seconds later, but it works when you say it. No, it works when you say it. He just might say it over and over and over and over again like a broken record.
Yep.
Can you teach him the don't yak in your crate command? Is that one you can work on?
I can teach mom the command, don't give him rawhides at 10 o'clock at night.
Are there giant chunks of rawhide in his crate?
I don't know. I just saw like wet spots and was like, it's vomit. Oh. I don't want to look at it for too long.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry you're just noticing now at 8 o'clock at night that he's.
Well, I haven't really been in my room all day.
That sure has been a nice day because you actually hung out like your spring air freshener in your room. Okay. It was nice. You actually hung out like down among the living today. It was a nice appearance of teenage Nora to come out of her upstairs cave.
Yeah, it's a very dirty cave.
Grace us with her presence. So I appreciated it.
It was fun.
It's all well,
I've been gone all week.
Yeah, between school and then Thanksgiving, you weren't around for a bunch and no. Other assorted things.
I was at the boyfriend's house.
Yeah, we have you for the rest of the weekend though, right?
You won't have me on Sunday.
No?
No.
Oh, this is news to me.
Oh, I thought that was just in the schedule. I hang out with Ryan on Sundays. Oh,
no, I don't know. I assumed because you saw him on Thursday that you and Wednesday that there wasn't going to be a Sunday, but I guess
no,
I'm
there's
wrong.
Always a Sunday.
That's okay.
You get me tomorrow.
Alrighty. We do get you tomorrow. Anything else you want to say about pets?
They're cool. I want
they're
a cat
cool,
really badly.
It. They're cool and they vomit.
Yeah.
Are they – they're cooler when they're not vomiting all over your bedroom?
Well, it's not all over the bedroom. The worst was that one night where I had to wake you up like 5 times because he wouldn't stop puking. Yeah. I was on the verge of tears. I was just wanted to go to sleep so badly.
How crabby was I when you woke me up?
You were very mad.
Yeah, I don't like being woken up for puking dogs.
I don't like being woken up by puking dogs either.
Your dog, your puke.
You pay for it, so I guess technically your dog.
Listen.
That's the rule you use for everything else. You say, I paid for it, so I don't know.
Yeah, but we bought him for you.
Yeah, you still paid for it.
Yeah, well, that's ugh. All right. Nora, my dear. I'm sorry the dog puked in your room. I'm sorry your room smells like puke. We'll have to
smells like air
we'll
freshener
get
and
off.
Puke now.
All right. So let's do this. Why don't we thank everyone for listening so we can get the pukey smell out of your
we
bedroom?
We need to put a trigger warning on this episode for people who don't like vomit.
Yeah. What's that fear of vomit? What's that called?
I don't know. I have a couple friends
either.
Who have it.
Well, no one likes it.
Yeah, but like they'll get sick at the sight of vomit and then there's vomit and then that makes them sick. It's like
got
a never-ending cycle.
Got it. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This conversation did not go where I thought it was going to go when Nora said she wanted to talk about pets. But here it is. More, I think it was more about vomit. It was like 60% vomit, 40% pets. But
it's, maybe like 70%
vomit. 70% vomit, 80% vomit, 20% pets. Thank you all for listening. Nora, where can our listeners find you on the socials?
Nora Marie Music. Nora with an H. That's pretty much everywhere.
And then as far as us, our show, Nora and Dad Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, noraanddadshow@gmail.com. If you have a topic that you would like Nora and I to tackle on a future episode.
We'll do anything you want us to.
And after this episode, I think that's pretty clear. And most importantly, not most importantly, but maybe it's most importantly, whatever platform you're listening to us on, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or Overcast or wherever you get your podcasts from, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Nora and I would really appreciate it. And then 5-star reviews, please. Apple Podcasts, 5-star reviews tell the world that we are something worth listening to. No deductions for vomiting. Nora, let's get the bed cleaned up, and we'll give you a vomit-free room to sleep in. Yeah. All right. Love you, kiddo.
Me too.